Shabbat Shalom. I recently read a claim that the human brain in many circumstances is more suited to tribalism and conflict than to civility and reasoned debate. Whether or not this is perennially true, it seems fairly apt in our current climate. We see this play out in political parties. As the journalist George Packer relays, American politics today requires a word as primal as tribe to get at the blind allegiances and huge passions of partisan affiliation. And it's not just politics. We seem to be at a point in which we are less inclined to engage in an open exchange of ideas, rather cling to our beliefs as if they are static. And so challenges to these beliefs are cause for great divides. And we are fractured. We avoid talking about many things with one another. We even sometimes avoid each other altogether. There are so many topics that are off limits. We can talk about our pets. We can talk about a beautiful sunset. But even the weather can be a fraught subject. These days, the feeling of us and them is really oppressive. As Jews, many of us feel a sense of hatred coming towards us, of defamation, of misunderstanding, causing alienation. That's why it is so especially important to strengthen one another and gather in community where we can feel seen and heard and we can find a sense of unity. This week, we read in our Torah portion about the Israelites fleeing from slavery. They escaped, racing to the sea. After 400 years of being dehumanized, alienated, and abused, our people made their way across the sea to freedom. And yet, when they reached freedom's shores, they faced much uncertainty and many challenges. Where would they find food and water? Would they survive in the desert? Who were they to each other now in this new world? They were a big mass of people, and we can imagine that they didn't all see the world in the same way, especially amidst all this uncertainty with so many decisions to make, so much stress. We can imagine it was potentially a time of great dissension. Yet, when the Israelites make their way across the sea, they experience a moment of great unity, a moment that strengthens them, even if they are carrying past trauma and fear for the future, they are able to experience the joy of that moment. And they do this with song. They do this with dance. This Shabbat is a special one in our annual cycle. It is Shabbat Shira, the Shabbat of song. Named so because it is the week on which we read the Song of the Sea. This Shabbat, we honor the historical memory of the Israelites singing on the shores of freedom, dancing with timbrel in hand, finding strength in being in the moment together. What does Judaism teach us about the power of music? Tonight, I will focus on three lessons. One, music can be a conduit of joy. Hasidic master Nachman of Breslau prayed, "Dear God, stir my heart with the spirit of joy. Imbue my arms and legs with that spirit. For my arms are encumbered and my legs have become heavy with my wrongdoings. Fill me, my God, with the cleansing spirit of holy joy. Enliven all my limbs. Help me to raise my hands and clap. Help me lift my feet and dance, dance, dance." Rabbi Nachman teaches that music and dance have the capacity to help us journey from despair to joy. they can change our emotional state. The Hasidic movement arose in a time of poverty and persecution and offered Eastern European Jews a way to transcend the everyday and connect communally through singing. They would pour all of their emotions into song, moving from grief to joy, and we still do this today. In moments when we are able to express our deepest sorrows of our hearts by singing with others, we can find ourselves carried by the melody and opening up to the possibility of joy. 2, when the Israelites danced and sang together, they experienced a powerful unification. Music has the power to connect us with one another. It's experiential. It brings us completely to the present moment. We move to the same rhythm. We breathe together. When we are engaged in song, time stands still. Our perception of time is completely tied to the length of the song, and the song unifies us. Moreover, we connect with past generations who sang this same song. The song emerges from each of us. It's embodied in us individually, collectively, and across time and space. 3, music connects us with our spiritual core. And when the musician played, the hand of God was upon him, we read in 2 Kings. The psalmist tells us everything alive connects to God with music. Zamru l'Adonai bechinor. We just sang these words. Sing praise to Adonai with the lyre and melodious song. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and its inhabitants. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains sing joyously together at the presence of Adonai. Music enables us to have an intimate connection to our spiritual selves. When we come together and sing on Shabbat, this experience is ultimately an expression of hope. Hope for the possibility of joy, of good lives, of connection. Hope for the possibility of healing this broken world. We take this with us beyond Shabbat so that our days are imbued and inspired by this spiritual experience of song. When we find each other in song, things become simple, even if only for a moment. What divides us is stripped away. We are simply standing together in the shared experience of song. Shabbat Shalom.